Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, stop running in the hall. Good to stop. Slow down, sir. Stop running in the hall, sir. Anthony, get the class. You're never gonna become a college student at that rate.
Got it. Fucking science. Yeah, fucking science, bro.
Lapo, check. Goggles, check. Fucking science, bro.
Hiya, lads. Welcome to science class. Bob, quit writing raps in your log sheet. No one's gonna sign your ass. Okay, let's get scientific. Fossil fuels come from years and years of bio decomposition. It's really just scientific. Why didn't all the fossils turn to oil? Some did, some didn't. Anyway,
didn't Rockefeller pay a scientist off the year Geneva Convention?
Wait, what was that? You wanna come up here in front of class? What, you wanna teach? You really think you're smarter than me? No, sir. Sit down. Here's your homework on the atom bomb and the world war. How it affected us standing out.
Well, I seen the footage and I really just want some answers. How does someone film an atomic bomb and it doesn't destroy the camera? I mean, I was just...
Bro!
Bro, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know.
Fucking science, bro!
Lapo, okay. Check. Goggles, check.
Science.
All right. Nodules, check.
Fucking science, bro. Welcome to history! We evolved from Neanderthals. That is no mystery.
Well, why are there no monkey fossils?
What, anywhere? Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying.
You should have learned that way back in elementary.
Man, this nigga know the fuck he's
what? I have a diploma. And you have a diploma over learning disorder. My wife is a lawyer. We both have a daughter. She's doing fine with the things that we
yeah,
taught her.
Yeah, I'm just using the scientific method. Did we evolve from Electronica Boy or Homo erectus? And all of the fossilized footprints in the fossil records don't show a line of thrust. That's not consistent with compression.
What the fuck did he just say?
Yeah, okay, smart ass. This is real knowledge. Save all the hippie shit for art class. It's really starting to bug me on this one. Gonna have to trust me on this one. I've done the studies on this one. Real little rusty on this one. I mean, why can't you just answer my question on the subject? Man, it's not in the fucking book. It's not up for discussion.
Science.
I fucking love science. I fucking
love science. I love science. Lapo, check. Goggles, check.
Nodules,
check.
Fucking science, bro.
Damn, must have been the hell of them stegosaurus. It's over century burning fossil fuels. Still ain't no shortages. I ain't saying I'm Neo, but I'm nothing short of a Morpheus. Fuck, thought this was a globe. I gotta check my coordinates. You can blame my disorderly conduct on my subordinates. If it ain't no Coriolis, who's to blame for New Orleans? Why the poorest people always get extorted by corporate giants? Get a boycott, we buying, and I find it unfortunate. Yeah, me plus you plus her plus her, that's four. Bring your worst and I'm gon' bring much more.
Science.
Leave your nerves, your skirt both at the door.
Add it up.
In case you know, cuz.
Fucking science, bro.
Well, Earthshine is much brighter than moonshine.
Fucking science, bro.
Lapo.
Moonshine.
Goggles.
Moonshine.
Nodules.
Moonshine.
Fucking
moonshine.
How many fingers am I holding up? Come make them beating if you bold enough. Bobby Ray don't give no ounce of fuck. Your team is weak, you beat your bouncer up.
Three lives await you all. Oh, God, I hate my life. Hey, you. Hey, stop making out. I know your mother, Susan. I'm gonna tell Susan about this. Yeah, Deborah.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lester and it's his brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now. And I'm going to need you guys this. Complete attention in this situation. That's all right. The collapse has begun. All right. I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right. And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right. These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. What we've missed, what, 80, what was that, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings, the original kindred of this world, taking their part in destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. Alright? They've done so much, alright, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the council of the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. Alright? We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. Alright? Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this. Alright? It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which Mayan I found out, I gotta get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. Alright? But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, alright, and that was, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse, apocalypse means to be to revealed. Alright? So it was a spell that was revealed. You know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress. Alright? I am Sima Batnuturi Anu. Chimerian Anunnaki. Paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. Alright? So I am paired up with Osiris. And we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise that I had to do, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together and everything is going to disappear. All these buildings and everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right? So we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here. And this is the other world right here. So it's kind of kind of like coming together like this. All right? So we've got the cosmic energy coming in, and these parallel worlds must come together, the masculine and the feminine. So we have, we are in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. We are, our planet is feminine, but we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. All right? And what's going on all along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right, and then I say the Arctic Circle, all on fire right now. The Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves, say, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather, just know that they, the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, forecasters, weather forecasters, to say, we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there's no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. All right? And this is the cosmos, Mother Cosmos, pushing. And she's got her hand under. She's got her hand under our planet. And she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original beings of this planet. All right? It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together, so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, when you say the world is gonna be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but a system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and the fate dominance, that's going to come to an end. It's going to be destroyed. And it's going to be destroyed by fire. Alright? It's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now. And it's been burning. And it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now, it's at Colorado. They're worried right now, because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams. They had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire. Turkey's on fire. Parts of Europe is on fire. The other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day, washed away. We wash our hands of you. All of you reptilians and draconians and the other species, whatever, we, as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage that we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. We destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what did we say? We are going to transcend without death. We're going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. all that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and a dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. Alright? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass production of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds, all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone, you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy, so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was something that was created by somebody in some cross seas somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. All this is going away. But just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. All right? The internet is an organism. It will always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as the original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link into planetary, you can link into universal, or you can link into cosmos. All right? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's all a part. That's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter. All right? Cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together. Plasma. You know, all this. I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun. And we're watching it and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system, and we're breaking their systems. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. The collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures. Build designs. Create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. You make your decision from there. I just want to share that with you all. The collapse has begun. Part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the U.S. in this United States corporation, which is 15 states in the area of Atlantis, are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we were going to take away the water. We were going to take away their source. Every resource that they use to make money. We told you we were taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone. They were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that a shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. And someone keeps telling, asking me, you need to erupt. Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that meditation we did? We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you did. We went into the world banking system. We sent the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh, yeah. It collapsed on the day, September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. So the collapse has begun. All right. And what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dry goods, water. Because there's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right? They're running. Because they know what's coming. And they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power. You know? But it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire. And he was on the island, and all the money that he had was worthless. He couldn't use it. So they go to a whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. They don't even know what they're running into. I do, but I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother for Light and all that stuff. You know, we put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey in temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. Yeah, the two points. Most southern and most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when this system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, in this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would be regenerating, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We told you. Nikyata Hadiakamu Marnaka Nera Dela Bakude Masha Nala Kai Sharahu Murakamatala Pi Kisa rahalakuma netas turubkata lalaka taura ma jerahana ki mudo mukota rafi darmura jakai matata na lelaka u shata nagi siraro mokara mata dedako Mirjoku Natakima. We told you. We warned you. Now wrath comes upon you. And we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. With power to you.
Bodies on top of bodies, on top of bodies, copies, carbon copies, do you copy out of body, tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy, tipsy, topsy, Illuminati, all the thotties, the John Gotti, party, party, they watching, I know they watching, 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 yeah, yeah, he dead, I'm in his Mojave, suicide route, kamikaze, huh. I don't blame him with nobody, the scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden. Yeah, yeah, compared to Donald Trump, I'm neck and neck with the death threats. Got the best vests and the best text, I need less stress and the best sex. New photos are the best text. Life is too short to be depressed, yes, but I'm too focused on the next step and I'm restless.
The party, I'll find you in the afterlife. The party, I'll find you in the afterlife.
Dreams are made up, same thing that my jeans are made up. Real niggas on my team is made up. No day two, day three, just day one. Some of niggas moving, the strings raised up. Fame is a drug, niggas think for a taste up. Broke hoes smoke all your weed, snatch out they weed, then leave and the drinks to drink up. I aim to provoke, I don't mean financial when I say you broke. You broke in your heart, you lost in your thoughts and you broke in your soul. Emotions evoke, mentally stunning, more issues than bold. Doors open and close, but you wouldn't notice it though.
The party, I'll find you in the other life. Wreck the party, I'll find you in the other life.
Bodies on top of bodies, on top of bodies. Copies, carbon copies. Do your copy out of body, out of body. Tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy, tipsy, topsy. Illuminati, all the thotties, the John Gotti, party, party. Watching, I know they watching, watching, watching. Yeah, yeah, he dead, I'm in his Mojave. Suicide route, kamikaze. I don't blame him with nobody. The scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden.
Red, the party. I'll find you in the other life. Wreck the party. I'll find you in the other life.
As soon as you make a choice, you will orient into it. As soon as you make a choice and act on it. Are you doing what excites you the most in life?
Yes. Somewhat.
Yes, somewhat.
Well, I thought that perhaps with you having the hotline.
Me?
Yes. Well,
you have one too, you know.
I know, but there's some interference on my line, obviously.
Obviously? It is not obvious at all to me.
Well, then, I guess I'm just not getting the messages clearly to assist in my getting out of the upheaval that I seem to be going
upheaval.
Through. With decisions and activities in my life, there doesn't seem to be a sense of direction.
Are you doing at any given moment the thing that excites you the most that you're capable of doing at that moment? Or are you waiting for something better to come along before you act?
Well,
Are you invalidating the things that excite you in the moment because they seem, in that sense, frivolous and not connected to the things you think you want to do on the surface?
Well, I seem to have an MO of doing too much in life at times, so I'm trying to pull back from that and allow more. But
what do you want to do? What is the thing that excites you the most? And are you doing all these other things because you don't believe you can do the thing that excites you? And you feel you have to do a lot of busy work in order to get yourself to a point where you can do the thing that excites you? Does something excite
yes.
you?
Well,
what is it?
Okay, there's a move that I want to do to the west side of town.
All right.
Okay. And there seems to be a lot of activity that's getting me nowhere with that.
Why do you want to move?
Because I don't like where I'm living.
All right.
That doesn't
what do
excite
you
me
want
anymore.
To do in life? What excites you? Besides the idea of the move.
Well, my career excites me.
Well, thank you. Which excites you more, the career or the move?
Well, the career.
Well, then,
yes.
Why are you focused on the move, which is only one of the details that will fall into place automatically mm-hmm. when you act upon the thing that excites you the most?
Well, you see, that's what I don't have a lot of trust in, because I don't see how my pursuing
trust.
Of my career is going to bring that about.
Why not?
I just don't see it that way.
Why not? May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you like to see it that way?
Sure.
Then see it that way.
Okay.
Believing is seeing, not the other way around. You have to believe it before you will see it. But if you believe it, you will see it. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't there any kind of even mini manifestations that can happen along the way to give the faith of
yes,
that?
Yes, in a sense there are. But again, they also take believing is seeing. You have to take the first step before you see a change in scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't move, nothing will change around you, apparently. You will stay, quote unquote, where you have always been until you take the first step.
But I am changing my belief system.
All right.
Okay.
But you have already expressed a reluctance to trust that you can change it as quickly as you wish to. Not believing or not willing to believe that if you simply act upon what excites you the most, that all the other details will take care of themselves automatically to allow you to continue to do what excites you the most. If doing what excites you the most requires that you be in a living situation that allows you to be happier than where you are now, then it will automatically have to be attracted into your life. Otherwise, you won't be able to do what excites you the most. And that won't happen that way. Act upon whatever you are capable of acting on in what excites you the most, and all the details and circumstances and situations and relationships that have to be there to support you in what excites you the most will come to you. And then all you have to do is act on them when they come, because you'll recognize them when they come and it won't be a difficult decision.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yeah, I guess I was just sensing some blockage and I thought you might be able to.
But blockage is only unwillingness to move in the direction that is actually most obvious.
Mm-hmm.
That is all a blockage is. It is lack of trust. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is all a blockage is. None of you ever have any real blocks. It is simply a lack of willingness to believe that what you really know is what you really know. Plain and simple. You are more willing to complicate it and say, well, there must be something here I'm missing. It can't be that easy. It can't be that simple. It can't work together. It can't dovetail in. One thing doesn't fit into another. It doesn't appear to be connected. I can't do this and automatically have that. Why not? Why not? Why not? All these things that you are saying are merely assumptions. They are merely beliefs you have been taught. They have no more fundamental reality or solidity than anything else. You can decide what system of interconnected creative reality you prefer to believe in, and that's the one that will work for you. All beliefs generate their own self-perpetuating systems of support. That's why they are all true. They're all real. They all work. It is simply that when individuals upon your planet in the past have found that one particular system works for them, they create the assumption that therefore that's the only system that works, forgetting completely that before they found that system, another system worked for them just as well. And realizing then that all systems work when you believe in them, you can then appreciate the fact that different systems are simply different expressions of the same one all that is, manifesting itself in all the different ways that it can. So when you define definitions, when you define the system you prefer and act like you believe it will work just as validly as any other system you have lived in, that you have created, it will work for you just as strongly as any other system. And you don't have to say, well, the other systems haven't worked for me. Yes, they have. Because what you get with a negative belief is a negative working system. So when you say, well, I don't believe I'm capable of this, or I believe this will not happen, that's what you get. Something that does not work, that does not happen. You get an absolute 100% reflection of what you believe in most strongly. So when you change your belief, you will change the apparatus, the mechanism by which you create your reality, and you will get that feedback. I guarantee it. Yes, I know it's a matter of trust, but if you know it's a matter of trust, then simply saying it's a matter of trust and not acting as if you believe that, then is simply an excuse. Because if you know you have a habit, it's no longer a habit. It's just an excuse. Understand?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. What is not clear?
Well, I guess I am changing my belief system,
yes,
and I still don't see the manifestation thereof.
Don't put an expectation in the way you think you ought to see it. Let it come in a way that it will come along the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't necessarily have the analytical ability to understand all the ways that it could come.
Mm-hmm.
And when you focus on the one way you think it should come, you shut all the other doors through which it might come quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Open up. That's what trust is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, all right, this is what I believe I need, but this is what really excites me. So if I act upon what really excites me in any way, shape, or form that I can, I will trust that all the other circumstances that I really need to be allowed to continue to act upon what excites me the most in highest ecstasy will fall into place, make themselves obvious, and then I will simply act upon them when they occur, even if they are not what I originally expected. Don't you want some surprise in your life?
Sure. I have surprises every day.
All right. Let them be positive surprises by allowing yourself to recognize that if you simply move in the direction of what excites you the most, all the ingredients will fall into place to allow you to continue in that same direction. Understand?
Okay.
It does work. It's a simple mechanism. But you'll have to trust it, believe in it, and act upon it before you will allow yourself to see it work. But it will work. I guarantee it. There are no exceptions, not even you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One moment. Remember that for many of you, in exploring what your beliefs are, that is also, as you say, critical. To use the situations you are creating to get in touch with what you believe that created the situation you are in. And allow yourself to understand whether or not it is an issue of believing that you deserve that things can change. For many of these things you have hidden in your unconscious and subconscious self, you have created the unconscious and subconscious selves to hide these things within. So whatever process you are going through now, it is giving you the time to discover all the things within yourself so that you can then have a complete enough definition of what you are doing, so that then if you don't prefer it, you will have a complete enough definition to change into one that you do prefer.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Yes, oh. Man, woman, and child, heaven and earth, eternal light, each one reach one. This is how we grow. I see you, my brothers and sisters. I see you. Without further ado, I'm going to tell y'all, my people, this is going to be the most important live, I believe, that I'm going to do. Don't be fooled. And I'm going to play some videos. Any video I use for awareness purposes. Don't be fooled. I know this is the videos that I'm going to use. The one video I'm going to use is going viral. But I had told y'all, I explained this to y'all or mentioned this to y'all a few videos ago when I said, nobody know where this royal family is at right now. Nobody know where this fake lizard bitch is at. You know what I'm saying to you? Because again, that suit that they're sitting in, the frequency of the planet is changing. They will no longer be able to sit in these suits. In fact, if you even turn the TV on now and you look at some of these anchor people and shit, you can start to see the extra shit in their throats. You can start to see the physiology. They don't look human. I'm just going to tell y'all to know that. But guess what? I'm off my rocker, and guess what? This is what God intended for this a fake man in the sky. That first of all, sociopath and a narcissistic sociopath that sat there and created you with in unison with everything. Fruits and vegetables are in the shape of your organs. Your 70 to 72% of your body is made of water. Your brain sits in 85% water. We actually bottling up water and paying for it, people? Huh? Really? Nature don't pay for nothing, and nature lives. That don't even make any sense, but we have to. You're forced to go to school. You're forced to get there. You're forced to be in a financial system. You're forced to be in an economic system. You're forced to be in a fucking, you're being policed. Like, what type of, this don't even make any sense. And how do other races even begin to make sense out of this? Like, are you out your mind? But this is what I say. You're going to actually, silence is acceptance. So you can read, you know what's going on, other races, and you continue to be silent and you continue to raise your children up to support this system, what is destroying the planet and the organic people of this planet. Simple as that. But guess what? It's over now. It's over now. Quickly too, it's coming fast too. You didn't believe this day was going to come, and neither did some of our bootlicking ass brothers and sisters. They didn't believe this day was going to come either. You understand? How many messages do we need to get down here? My mother was in a church, regardless of where she was at. She was in a church on her knees praying. She welcomed one of you in the church, and you pulled out a pistol and you put bullets inside of her head. See, this is continuation. This has been going on through history, and guess what? Those are reminders from the universe to tell you to wake up, golden race. Wake up, star people. But you want to sit there and play the game with them? Fine. All those that played the game with them, you're going to be with them. You have the slightest idea. You are going to be with them and live your days out with them. Trust me when I tell you. Now, without further ado, let me get right into this. Y'all already know. Hold up. Y'all already know. Let me play this. Let me put this up. I'm going to put some music going for us. Let me pull this up first. Any video I use for awareness purposes. I don't want any money from YouTube. Never got any money from YouTube or Instagram because I don't play with the beast. The beast is beneath my left foot. I don't do none of that. So you're not going to control me. I reach out to my brothers and sisters. Hit the like button. You appreciate the content. Grab a shirt. You really appreciate the content. You can cash that whatever you feel. $5, $10, $7, whatever you feel is in your heart. I greatly appreciate that. But I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And how is a brother that was in and out of juvenile hall, raised by his grandmother in the heart of North Philly, you understand, didn't even like going to school. Now I can't even put a book the fuck down. Now I can't even put a book down. Stop playing with me, man. My greatest failure as a man was that I wasn't able to that I didn't develop self-discipline early enough to teach and raise and guide my own fucking children. But guess what? That's going to be my greatest spark as a galactic being. That's why I'm not only on social media. That's why you see niggas, they just only on social media. Not only am I on social media, I am out in my communities. I raise the frequency in every neighborhood I go to. In every neighborhood I go to. Better believe that. Better believe that. So hit the like button, my people. I really appreciate that. Shout out to John. I got the message regarding the UBC reader. Hold on, let me get this off here. Brother John, much respect and value and appreciation to you. I got the the tracking numbers for the UVC reading. My people, I'm going to be doing UVC readings out there. Watch what I show you right now, what I was recording in the sky. I have been recording since this morning in the sky on my way to the gym and on my way home. I'm going to show you how the, I told y'all before, hold on. I told y'all before, what did Kalai tell y'all? I've been telling from the beginning, your sky looks like this. Your sky looks like this now. Looks like that. I told y'all, and I'm going to provide evidence and proof, undeniable evidence. Again, my people, I want y'all to understand something. The bots that are in the chat, they are necessary. They have to come. Once y'all understand that, you understand who we are. They don't want us to remind each other of who we are. We're not no teachers. We are reminders of each other. All our information is inside of our DNA. And all we have to do is talk to each other with a genuine heart. With a genuine heart. And we have to accept criticism genuinely. We have to accept it. If you wrong, you wrong. Fuck it, my brothers and sisters that was doing all this shit before you was reading these books and you thought it was right. It's okay to rip up the old shit and say, you know what? I got to start over. You understand? And starting over means I got to correct myself, rewire my brain, neuroplasticity, and reach out to my youth. That's okay. You can do that. It's no different from one. If you went to go race and somebody beat you, you understand? That doesn't mean that's the end of it. You might say, okay, you got me today, but tomorrow I'm going to practice and train and we're going to race again. You feel what I'm saying? Don't you give up on yourself. I need you to remember who you are. Remember, remember, remember. Come on. We only as great as the unit, my people. We're not as great as one. We only as great as the unit. Remember that. Hold on. Where are we going to start at first, Kalai? All right, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Put some music on. Here we go. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. People that don't know, listen to the lyrics.
Live if you want to live.
Vibration, yeah, positive. Pick it up. get up? Are you picking up now?
My love, mother love protects us. Mother love protect us. Electrons protect us. Electrons protect us.
Well, I gotta hit that one more again. Come on, Bob Marley. What'd he say? If you get down on your knees and quarry every day, you're saying prayers to the devils, I say. Why not help one another along the way? Make it much easier. Come on, say it one more time, Bob Marley. Say it one more time.
If you wanna live faster than mine,
oh my God, you always gotta give me some
glass
first.
That's what we got to get. I bring Sean to play a positive. Got to have a good side. I am man. I bring Sean to play a whoa, whoa. Positive. I bring Sean to play a positive. If you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devils, I say. Oh, why not help one another on the way?
Make it much easier. Yeah.
You just can't live that negative way. If you know what I mean.
My brothers and sisters in Africa, you better wake up.
Positive.
You better wake up.
Cause it's new, new days, new time. And if it's a new feeling, then it's a new time.
Oh, what a new day.
Pick it up now. Are you picking up now? Your love protect us. Your love protect us.
Vibration here, positive.
I am kind. Vibration here, positive. I am man. Vibration here, I am positive. Vibration here, positive.
Hit that like button. Hit that like button.
Are you picking up now? Picking up now. Are you picking up now? Picking up now.
Hold on, I got one more song I gotta play, my people. And let me show y'all this. This is, I recorded all of the videos that I'm gonna play today for you, outside of the one that I just played for you. I recorded this. So we're gonna start right here. This is 7 o'clock this morning on my way to the gym. On my way to the gym. I recorded this. I recorded this. Let me show you something. Remember what I told you? Hold on. Let me put this up here. Look at this. Look at this chart right here. Look at that chart right there. Look at that right there. Come on, Kala. Come on, Kala. Remember, remember, remember who you are. Remember, remember, remember who you are. Remember, it's there, it's there. The memory is there, it's there. Come on, come on, my brothers and sisters, my golden race. I need you. We need each other. Come on, come on. We don't got to be standing physically next to each other. We have a pineal gland. We have the connection to the entire galaxy in our souls, in our bodies. Come on, come on, hold on. Hold on, you see these right here? 180 degrees. Remember, 180 degrees. I'm ready to show you something. 180 degrees. Portals, doors are being opened. Come on. Remember. Remember who you are. And all other races, it's a sad because I'm giving you the information and showing you your government is lying to you. You know why? Because Pindar is done with you. He don't need you no more. He don't need you no more. It's over. He don't need you no more. I said this and it sound hurtful, but it's the truth. Somebody going to say one time, Kala, your message, it's too hard. The delivery is too hard. And you laying with a beast. And you married to a beast. You got children with a beast. That's why my message is hard to you. But that whip wasn't hard. You understand? That chain, that wasn't hard, huh? Putting you on experiment, putting you on tables and experimenting on you, that wasn't hard, though, right? That wasn't hard. Kala ain't doing none of that to you. I'm just reminding you. That's all. That's all. I'm just reminding you. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Because this song got the match. See this, I gotta put the song on and match what's going on. Here we go. Here we go.
January.
Oh, oh. Look at the colors. Look at the green. Look at the colors. Look at the colors. Come on, the dumb stuff, man. Look at the colors. Look at the colors. Look at the colors. On my way to the gym, that's South Philly.
Bless my eyes this morning. The sun was on the rise once again. Way hurt that things are going. Anything can happen.
Oh,
Here you go. Hold on. Solar velocity wins right here. Earth is in the middle. The white side is the daytime side. The black part is the nighttime side. Look at the magnetic field. The magnetic field supposedly protects you from harmful gamma radiation. The sun has never been harmful to me. Me and him is one. You better believe that. I've been harmful to him because I turned my back on him to accept a world that is destroying my race psychologically and physically. The sun has never turned his back on us. Remember that, my brothers and sisters, have never did it, never did it. And he's been repeating the same message consistently day after day. He has been repeating the same message day after day. You are great, unique, and pay attention. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? So again, this is red. The magnetic field line is red. These are solar winds. The arrow represents the winds, the cosmic rays that are coming from the sun. Now, if you look back here, right, after these rays get to a certain point, they no longer reverse. See, I'm going to say maybe right here. You see right here in this line right here. They tend to turn around a little bit right here, but it don't come into a... Yo, I don't... Come on, computer. Like listen to me, computer. Like, yo, Pindar, it don't matter. Like, listen, stay off my shit. Listen. So the arrows are not turning fully back from back here. You know why? Because whatever's there is here now. It's closer. See how these arrows are turning back? They are sending cosmic energy on the nighttime of Earth. Your sky is purple or red at night and purple and red during the day. You better believe that. And it changes colors consistently, baby. Just like you do. Just like you do. Yes, though. So here you go right here. Magnetic field line. What is this square back here? Huh? Do you remember the cube and Transformers? Remember the cube and Transformers. Stop looking at these movies for entertainment. They're not entertainment. They're to tell you who you are. They are using other races to depict what your greatness is. Don't you ever forget that. They had to put a black man in Black Panther, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the Black Panther is a violent single animal. It's a violent solitary animal. A Black Panther doesn't even raise its own children. It doesn't hunt for its children, and it doesn't protect the woman and the child that it has a baby with. The Black Panther, once it mates with the female, it moves on and to its own business. But they would have gave you the lion man. They would have gave you the lion man. It would have started triggering synapses in your brain. You understand? To know who you truly are and what you should be doing on this planet. So they gave you the Black Panther. You understand? But you need to do the research on the Black Panther and see what type of animal it is. This is the square. Where's the cube, boy? What Optimus? Not Megatron. Give me the cube, boy. Give me the cube. The cube, huh? Same thing in the Matrix. The cube. These are magnetic field lines. As you can see, nothing has changed. All the low vibrational field lines are being broken off. All the low vibrational. Your clock, your calendar, your career, the fact that you want to kill and sacrifice your brother psychologically or physically, your sister, the fact that we so busy wanting to escape physical death. We're getting vests. We're getting bulletproof vests. We're getting guns. Yeah, I mean, we're going to the shooting range. But we don't understand the psychological death that we are living. When they said it's 99 million ways to die. There is. And psychologically, we are dying as a race. We are dying as a race. We're so concerned with the physical vessel that we have no idea what is taking place with our brains. This morning. Hold on, let me get on over here. Where I want to do. Do I want to show this right here? I'm going to come back to the planetary key. I'm going to come back to this because this is lying. They telling you the truth on one end, but then they lying to you on the other end. So I'm going to come back to this. This is my most important video. Let me turn the volume off of this. Let me turn the volume off of this. If you appreciate the content, hit the like button. Hit the like button. Let me just explain this to other races that try to point me out to be racist. I don't want nothing to happen to children. Little Joey and Sarah, I don't want nothing to happen to them because guess what? When they're born, they're innocent. They spiritual beings. They not soul beings. They spiritual beings. You understand? You will never possess the soul of the universe. However, that doesn't mean that because you had life in you, that doesn't mean that you don't have a right to stay here. You do. But you squandered your privileges by raising your children up to hold up a system that is destroying the organic people of this planet. And you have turned a deaf ear and a blind eye to it far too long. Far too long. Far too long. Children that are 9 and under, that are not carbonated beings, I wish the best for you. I truly do. I wish the best for you. But it's sad what's going to take place with those children amongst their own people. Because, see, those that have forgotten their past are deemed to repeat it. You forgot about the last dark ages that lasted for 500 years. During that dark time, you know what you fed babies? Oysters. They put this in the Red Dragon. Hannibal, they put it in Red Dragon. You fed your children oysters. You know why? Because it made the meat sweet. It made it taste better when you ingested it. And you fail to realize this and recognize this. And you get mad at Kala and want to call me racist or want to say I have hatred in my heart. And not one time have I ever said that I wanted something to happen to you. But I did say I want us to separate by any means necessary. My people need to heal, and they will never heal as long as you are in our lives. So the consciousness of the universe, Mother Universe, she can pass down the order to her S-U-N and said, separation time. Separation time. Point blank and simple. So let me play this for you. I golden race. Don't you be fooled. This video is going viral. Don't you be fooled. I told you, we have to see who is playing God. All of this has to be revealed to us first before our brothers and sisters actually come down and reveal themselves. We have to see. We have to clean up our own mess. You see these disrespectful children out here that came up off of the result of rape and interbreeding? That's our responsibility. We can't call our mothers, we can't call our big brother or aunt from another planet to come down here and clean the shit up that we started down here. This is our responsibility. And best believe, we are going to clean this up. We are going to get our act right because we're going to find each other in darkness. I want you to understand that. We're going to find each other in darkness, and it is happening fast. Truck drivers already in Canada are already doing a protest that saying they're no longer delivering goods. Nobody's delivering anymore. So what you think is going to take place? They're building a wall around the White House. And other countries, they already tore down half of their government. They're already turning against their government. You better wake up, America. You're going to get it the worst because you still got the golden race in custody. But those that have forgotten their past are deemed to repeat it. Remember when they came to us. They came to us with education. They came to us with so-called medicine and a religion. Now, understand something. These jokers got wings, animal features. If you look at the series Naomi, that joker was a white man with wings. You understand? They have animal features. Your brothers and sisters, we don't have any animal features. Remember this. They will no longer be able to hide their animal features. So when they come down here or they come out of that ground and they try to persuade you that they are here to help you, remember something. Don't you fall for it. So I want you to listen to this right here. Hold on, let me turn the volume up. Here we go.
Yes, camera's on. Hello. All right. Okay, you guys, how's it going? This is breaking as news. This is going around the world and we've got newspaper articles. And there is a arrest warrant out for Queen Elizabeth, guys.
Arrest warrant out for Queen Elizabeth. Let me explain something to you. You really think these Dracos going to let them do that? They control, they created these people. This is all a psyop.
Fuck. Here we go. This was murder by decree. You know, I've been talking about this for a long time. A lot of people thought I was crazy, and a lot of other people that have been talking about this crazy. This is it, guys. This is out today. Murder by decree. Far out. Guys, these guys are wanted for human trafficking. You know, child trafficking. This is what they do. They are disgusting bastards. Now, I'm going to play this video for you, and this is just released today. All right, some of my family are going to be so fucking just mind blown by this. Here we go.
Sponsored by the International Common Law Court of Justice. It's January 15th, 2022. This announcement is going out to all of the global media and to the people of the world as a great cause of hope to people laboring under the COVID corporate police state. My name is Kevin Ann at Eagle Strongboards, and I'm the chief advisor to the Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels and to its prosecutor's office. This is the court that lawfully disestablished criminal organizations in 2013 and forced the Pope of Rome, Pope Benedict, out of office along with three other guilty cardinals. Now, the verdict today has to do with the perpetrators of the COVID corporate police state. All of these documents can be found online at murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates. I'm reading today a summary of the judgment of the court that has resulted in the issuing of arrest warrants against 75 individuals, including the Pope in Rome, the Queen of England, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, Emma Wamsley, the CEO of GlaxoSmithKline, and many other individuals named in the judgment of the court. Now, these organizations are now considered transnational criminal bodies because of their proven role in the crimes that we're going to enunciate now. The COVID vaccine is the product of medical genocide and the mass murder of children because of testing done illegally and against international law by these corporations over many years. And the solid evidence of that is now a matter of public record in the docket of the court. And as a result, arrest warrants have been issued today for the individuals named in the judgment of the court. Now, here's a summary of the court's judgment, which, again, like you said, you can find online at the information included in this notice. The global corporatocracy that has dismantled democracy and the rule of law has arisen from a tradition and of the latest phase of deliberate genocide and crimes against humanity against the people of the world by governments, corporations, and churches. These crimes reflect an ongoing criminal conspiracy by these powers to eradicate and enslave humanity, according to a master plan of global eugenics. Now, the International Common Law Court of Justice was convened under international law on September 15, 2021 in the city of Vancouver to bring criminal charges and judgment against the persons and corporations named on the two counts of the indictment, namely planning, committing, and concealing crimes against humanity, and committing or personally authorizing heinous crimes against certain targeted individuals named in the document, and those crimes included murder and attempted murder. Now, the accused persons and corporations named in the indictment include the CEOs of Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals, PetroChina Weyerhaeuser, the heads of state and top officials of the government of Canada and China, the Crown of England and the Vatican, the top officials of the Roman Catholic, Anglican, and United Church and Unitarian Churches, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Assembly of First Nations and First Nations Summit, and private individuals totaling 75 living people and 11 deceased defendants and their private estates. Now, these defendants were charged by the prosecution with ordering or personally participating in 15 specific crimes, besides the general offense of planning and committing genocide. Now, these specific crimes include, but were not limited to, the following. The institutionalized kidnapping, rape, torture, trafficking, medical experimentation, drug testing, starvation, and murder of Indigenous and other children in the Indian residential schools and hospitals in Canada, and in present-day Catholic hospitals, foster care homes, and childcare facilities, with the full knowledge and sanction of Popes John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and Francis I, and the Queen of England. Also, the torture and murder of women, men, and children through experimental involuntary drug testing, sexual sterilization, pain threshold and mind control experiments, slave labor, trafficking, cult ritual torture and killing, and other forms of proven medical, physical, and biological genocide.
Shit.
Also, the systematic destruction of the buried remains of Indian residential school children and other children, and of evidence pertaining to their torture, suffering, and death upon the orders of the heads of the state and churches that we have mentioned. Also, the intentional murder of 15 named activists across Canada who were exposing these and other crimes of the defendants, and the ongoing targeting of the defendant's most prominent political opponent, Kevin Annett, for destruction and assassination.
Damn.
Also, the imposition of an unlawful political and economic tyranny over Canadians and all humanity under the guise of a fraudulent COVID public health crisis. Also, the deliberate poisoning and murder of Canadians on all of humanity through the illegal and mandatory imposition of experimental COVID so-called vaccines obtained through medical genocide and the mass murder of children and other test subjects. Also, the laundering of money and the trafficking in weapons, in drugs, in children, fetuses, and human organs in partnership with and for the mutual profit and benefit of themselves and organized crime, corporations, banks, churches, and governments in North America, Europe, Southeast Asia, and China. Also, the harassing, silencing, and murder of witnesses to these crimes and actively obstructing justice in criminal investigations. And finally, the disrupting of the proceedings of the court, the harassing of the court's officers, and the targeting for assassination of not only Kevin Annett, but of the officers of the court. Now, after 4 months of adjudication, governed by due process, and in the absence of any response from the defendants to the summonses of the court found all of the defendants guilty pro confesso on both counts in the indictment and on all charges. And the court sentenced all of the defendants to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, also the loss of their assets and those of their respective corporations, and the disestablishment of these corporations as proven transnational criminal organizations. Now, as part of this lawful sentence, and in response to the proven medical genocide and mass murder conducted by the defendants, and especially Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals, in developing the so-called COVID vaccine, the court prohibited all governments, churches, corporations, public health agencies, and medical personnel from buying, from promoting, or from using the COVID vaccines and other products of genocide and criminality on pain of being charged as accessories to a crime. Now, to enforce its lawful verdict and sentence, the court issued a universal arrest warrant, which can be found, as stated, at murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates.
Oh my God.
And this universal arrest warrant was followed by an expropriation warrant against the defendants, which authorizes court sheriffs, deputized police, and citizens to arrest and detain these defendants, to disestablish their corporations, and seize their assets, properties, and products, including the deadly COVID vaccines. For all of these are part of the avails of criminality and genocide. As part of this enforcement of the court's lawful verdict and sentence, the assets of the defendants are seized as financial reparations for genocide and for the damages inflicted by them on generations of children and on the defendants' victims and their families, including Kevin Annett and his children. The convicted defendants and their corporations are now disestablished criminal entities that under the law have lost the right to govern, to operate, or to engage in commerce. Any person or group who aids or abets or associates with these convicted persons or corporations or their products, like the COVID vaccine, are now accessories to crimes against humanity and can be arrested and charged under the terms of the court's judgment and warrant.
Oh, shit.
Now, finally, the judgment and warrants of the court have the full force and effect of the law. They take precedence over all regulations, authorities, and agencies, and the police agencies of the world are obligated to help enforce these arrest warrants and the expropriation warrants. The police of the world must help sees the COVID vaccines as deadly products of genocide. These warrants and the judgment of the court can and must be used now to stop the spread of genocidal criminal actions and procedures, including the now outlawed procuring and administering of COVID vaccines and all the related measures.
Shit.
Now, this is issued today by the International Common Law Court of Justice, January 15th, 2022. You can follow the work of the court and read the judgments and download the warrants and enforce the warrants from murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates and republicofkanata.ca under breaking news. The court has operated under the lawful jurisdiction of the Sovereign Republic of Kanata in Canada and similar sovereign republics and common law jurisdictions all over the world. Stand by for more. Take action. Arm now with the judgment and the warrants of the court. This is Eagle Strong Voice, Kevin Annett. Stand by for more.
Holy shit.
Now, listen, don't fall for this, because I want to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. That means absolutely nothing. We should already know there's only one race that has been genocide, that has been being practiced on as far as genocide. That is us. You understand? I'm not saying other races wasn't subjugated to that shit, but they created you. You understand? This here is directly about us. It's about Pindar now. See, they're going to probably announce that the queen died or something like that. You got to understand who runs the Federal Reserve Bank, her family. So when they go to jail, their shit collapses, guess what happens? The money market collapses. This is why planes are, when they turn on that 5G, planes are not going to take off, which is mean it's going to collapse the market. You understand? They're going to shut down their business. Truckers are already protesting regarding the vaccination. They're not delivering goods. What you mean? All of this stuff is shutting down on the planet because this is coming from somewhere higher. Yo, this is done. You see this greater force that's here? This is done. Continue to play around if you want to, but this is over. Shut this shit down. And if we're not even talking like that, we're saying keep continue to do what you do, but this is what we're going to do, and we're moving forward. So let me show you something, my people. Let me show you why now it's such a rush. Hold on. I'm going to get back. I need to use this. I'm going to get back to that. Hold on. Let me get over here. Let me get back to what I was recording earlier. Now, this was the first one I recorded. This was 7 o'clock this morning. Let me show you the second one I recorded. Let me show you the second one. Yeah, look at that shit over there. Mm-hmm. That's not the sun. That's the moon. Oh. That's the moon. Turn it down. Let me turn it down. That's the moon. That's the moon this morning. Yes, don't worry. You're going to see me flip around. Listen, I didn't even see the moon at first. When I was riding down the street, I saw the sun rising in South Philly, by the way, Southeast Philly. So why is the moon rising higher than the sun? The moon is at the 12 o'clock position at night. The sun doesn't roll to the 12. It might get to 11 o'clock and that's it. That's the moon. That's the moon. And look at the colors in the sky. What did I tell you your sky look like? Look at the colors in the sky. Watch this, so you can see the sun. I'm not done yet though, because I'm gonna show you. There's something orbiting with the sun. It's something that's moving along with the sun, side by side with that light that we call the sun. Huh? Blood red, blood red, blood red. YouTube, you can't do nothing with this video because all the information that I'm providing is proof. This is free information. It's free information, but you already know, look, 180 degrees from the moon back to the sun. 180. 180. Look at the moon. Don't worry, I'm going to load these videos up separately just so people can, you can screenshot them, you can save them, share them with whoever you want to share them with, fine. I'm going to show you the blue kachina too. It's still there. Right hand side of the sun. Right hand side of the sun. This is the moon setting as the sun is rising. As the sun is rising, the moon is setting. Hold on. Let me get back. Let me go back. Now I got to show you this. Hold up. That was one. This one, right? Is it this one? All right, here we go. This is the Blue Kachina, but I want to show y'all. I want to show y'all something outside of the Blue Kachina. There is something orbiting with the sun. Orbiting with the sun. Now, this is me pulling in. This is me leaving out the gym. I want to show you something. Besides, I'm going to show you the Blue Kachina, but hold on. You can't really see it on this video. These are nothing but shadows. This is a square. This is a 90-degree angle right here. You can't see it right here, my people. Let me see. You can't really see it right now because I got to shade it in. I stripped the light from it. However, I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Look at the Blue Kachina. And you see our star, family. Watch this. We're going to be at 30. I think it's 308. Blue Kachina on the right-hand side of the sun. And you're going to see our star, family. You're going to see our, you already saw one, but I'm going to show you another one. All right, here we go. Just for the road. They call it snow. Oh, you went past already? Hold on. They call it snow. I got to turn this off so I see this. Here we go. All right, there you go. 309. That's where it was at. 309. Let me move back a little bit. Here we go. You see him move right there. See him real fast. Real fast. Hold on, let me go back. There you go. That's just one of many that flew past. One of many. But I just wanted to show y'all that as long as the Blue Kachina and the colors in the sky. But hold on. And I got to go back one more. Is it this one? Let me see. No, this is better. Here we go. This is better. These are all videos that I recorded this morning. All these videos are from this morning. I'm going to speed this up a little bit. What is this? You see that bright light? Now, what's this? Orbiting with the sun. Orbiting with the sun. Don't tell me it's the moon. I just showed you the moon setting. This is from the same day. This is all from today. You can't tell me that's the moon. What is that, NASA? You got some explaining to do. What is this, NASA? How could the sun change its diameter? If that's the sun, then what the fuck is this bright light back here then? What is this back here? Huh? What is that? What is that bright light back there? What is that? NASA, you got some explaining to do. You ain't got to explain nothing to me anyway. You understand? I already know what it is. What is this orbiting with the sun? This is orbiting with that light that we call the sun. And you can't see it when it's real clear skies outside. Because, first of all, you're in darkness. There's a halo over the sun, and it's bright. You really can't see it. But what happens is when our extended family shows up in the sky with these clouds right here, or ships, let's just say that, you understand, they reveal this to you. And it's up to you to remember. We all been through this before. This ain't the first time we've been through this. I done told y'all this many a time. This is not the first time we've been through this. This is necessary. It makes us better. Let me ask you a question. You ever go to the gym and you go to lift up a weight 5 pounds and you be like, and you be like, you know what? And then after 3 weeks, you got that shit lifting up. You can do everything, right? Get your heart broke. What's harder? Get your heart broke. You won't eat for 3-4 days. Get your heart broke, huh? Lifting weights, physical is nothing, but the soul is completely different. Some people actually have experienced heart attacks from their heart being broken. That's a diagnosis. Some people actually experience heart attacks because they love someone so much, you understand, with their heart, that they experience a fucking heart attack, bro. But yet, you can go to the gym and lift up 300 pounds all you want. You can build yourself up to lift up that. But you can't deal with yourself with a heart. You can't deal with someone that you love and that actually broke your heart. That's completely different. See, I told you we focus on the physical too much that we don't understand the spiritual realm. That's fine. We're trying to escape physical death and not understanding the mental death that we are under. Now, here we go. I want to play this right here. Let me turn the volume up. Let me turn the value off. Much love and appreciation to my sister Wanda. Like I said, she always feeding my soul. She always feeding my soul. I needed this. And a lot of us need to take heed to this. See, let me explain something to you. Any psychiatrist or neurologist knows the truth. Let me say it one more again. Any psychiatrist or neurologist knows the truth. Knows the truth. But the red sun is going to burn it out of you. It's going to burn it out of you. And y'all going to tell the truth amongst each other. Even though y'all slowly coming out with it now, giving little hints, you are liars. You just wanted our babies in there so you can feel adequate on a planet that you feel inadequate on. Plain and simple. You need the destruction of black people's mind to feel good on a planet that's not making you feel good. Point blank and simple. And guess what? Some of my own people have adapted those ways. Have adapted those ways. I need the suffering of my own people in order for me to feel good about myself. Let me make a video about a brother and a sister going through something. Let me make a video about a brother. Nothing. I don't see nothing encouraging children to get them out of these schools. Our young black boys are being emasculated. Let me tell y'all brothers something. The ones that lean into this masculine energy so much and don't want to recognize that you have a navel, which means a woman preceded you. If the black woman really was evil and she really didn't want no black men on this planet at birth, boy, before you became a man, she would have slit your throat. It would not be one man on this fucking planet. At birth, she would have slit your throat. You better remember back when you was an infant before you became a man with hair on your fucking balls, bro. You understand? Before you had hair on your balls, nigga, you had to get circumcised. You forgot about that. Before you can literally pee straight, bastard, you had fucking a diaper on. You understand? Before you can do any of that shit. So now you become a man, and now it's a man got. Huh? Now it's a man got. No respect for the woman. No respect. Don't worry, though. Don't worry at all. Here we go.
When I use the term cults of power, I'm foremost talking about the reality that culture informs everything that we do, and that most white people, because we live in a country where we see ourselves all but everywhere in every way, and our culture is validated everywhere and in every way.
Let me explain this to you again. What did I tell you? The television is a psychiatrist. It's a therapist. It psychologically damages one race and psychologically upholds another race. The television, every commercial, you see them in a great light, in a great suit. Every TV television program, you see them in this great, and when they show one of us, he don't even have a mush. He don't even got a beard on his face. He ain't got no beard on his face. And if he do got a beard on his face or mustache, that's because he played in the NFL. And then he got to have a suit on. We have to adapt their culture in order for them to be accepted. Let me say something to y'all. Y'all can all hype Tom Brady up all y'all fucking want. Let me tell you something. And I want to say this very clearly. You can all hype yourself up to Tom Brady all y'all want. He's the GOAT. Let me explain something to you. 80% of the players in football are black men. And when they touch the field, 97% of the football players that touch the fucking football field are black men. 95% of them. Now, let me explain something to you. And this is real. I can put my grandmother at quarterback, and we can have an all-black team versus an all-fucking-white team, and my grandmother could be the quarterback. She passed away. She moved on to another dimension. I hope she did. Anyway, I can put an 80-year-old woman at quarterback, and she can be in a shotgun. And I promise you, you give me my brothers versus you all, and you wouldn't stand a chance. I didn't say put a man back there and play quarterback. You give the man the wide receiver. My offensive line, all black. My running back, all black. All my defensive players, all black against an all-white team. You niggas wouldn't even touch the field. You ain't touch the field. And my grandmother could be the quarterback. And she wouldn't have to do not one audible. She would say, hype,
and just throw the ball. And guess what? Give me this shit. Get the hell out of my way. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. We doing all the work. And they just, this bastard call himself the GOAT, the greatest of all time. You, man, y'all, bro, y'all better stop playing. You better stop playing. I could put my grandmother at quarterback back there. You give me all black players. And we would, what? It would be 45 to nothing. You wouldn't even cross. You would get maybe one first down. And that's because we sat back and took a tea break. Come on, man. Let them get a first down. Let them get one first down. After that, it will be over. Completely over. You wouldn't score not one point unless you could kick a 100-yard fucking field goal, nigga. That's it. Other than that, you wouldn't see the other side. You wouldn't even see the other side of the 50-yard. All we would say is you ain't crossing the 50-yard line, and I can promise you that. You ain't crossing the 50-yard line. You need us in order for you to cross that 50-yard line. You ain't crossing it. Believe me, you. I can have, guess what? Now, I can go into Africa and get me a bunch of women that can play against an all bunch of white team, and we will destroy them. We will destroy them. Stop playing with me. Give me some women in Jamaica and Africa that like to climb trees and cut down motherfucking pineapples that ain't got them long-ass, fake-ass nails on and that long, dumb-ass weave in their head. Give me them. Give me them that walk around on the ground with no shoes on. Give me them. Give me 52 of them against 52 of y'all, and we will dominate y'all asses. And it's factual. It's factual. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Let me get back over here to this.
Because we live in a country where we see ourselves all but everywhere in every way, and our culture is validated everywhere and in every way, we don't understand how our cultural values are brought into the classroom. So when a white boy walks in the room, we understand him. We have similar cultural values. We understand how to behave, how to talk, how to respond to one another. If I'm a white woman and he's a white boy, he can see me as his mother. I can see him as my child. That positions him to know not only that he's right in the world, but that he deserves to feel comfortable and that he is really claiming his rightful place in the world to be a leader.
All a psychological lie. Now look at what happens when a black boy walks in there. And you want to tell me, sisters, when I talk about polygyny, I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about raising fucking children. I'm talking about you getting back to your babies. How you got another species guiding your race? Are you out your mind? Are you out your mind, black woman? Don't you threaten.
White boy who walks in the room and is animated and moving around and maybe even a little cheeky is smart. And isn't he smart? Isn't he cheeky? He's almost looked at as, well, boys will be boys. A boy of color, especially an African American boy who walks in the room exhibiting the same behavior, walks in as, I might need to keep an eye on him. And that, I really believe, is our internalized racism, that we are afraid of these.
I told you. Every person on this planet that doesn't have a carbonated skin is racism. It's practicing racism amongst our people. They are all liars.
Young boys, and I'm talking young boys, 4 years old and above, and that instead of the teacher looking at him or herself and saying, what is going on with me, that this same behavior creates fear in me instead of admiration, we pathologize the boy.
Rewind that just a little bit.
Same behavior. Walks in as, I might need to keep an eye on him. And that, I really believe, is our internalized racism, that we are afraid of these young boys. And I'm talking young boys, 4 years old and above. And that instead of the teacher looking at him or herself and saying, what is going on with me, that this same behavior creates fear in me instead of admiration, we pathologize the boy of color.
And you talk about why I feel my race, why I want our race to get back to us. Lost your mind. Hold on. Is there anything else over here that I wanted to play? No, hold on. Let me see something here. Let me go back over here. Okay, we're going to go here. Schumann resonance again, my people. Like I told you, I'm going to always bring this up. The dark white right here lets you know high intensity. This has to do with the human biology, the human brain waves. This is consciousness, the Schumann resonance, right? And the Schumann resonance reacts to the energy that is coming from the sun, the energy that is coming directly from the sun. Now, it's January the 18th. Look at this date right here, 1-17-22. Some of this information is being misconstrued on people. Just to let you know, 1-17, this is supposed to be updated every 15 minutes. Some of this information is being misconstrued. So when I tell you, when you look at Mr. MB3 videos, and he'd be like, well, just a little bit of background noise in the Schumann resonance, that's nothing. Bro, stop playing with me. And I really mean that. That's why I tell y'all, watch people with a third eye. It's okay to watch them. Watch them with the third eye. These sunspots right here, this is turning towards Earth. This right here, ionized particles that's going to come off of the sun. Ionized particles interact with your atoms on your body, separating the electron from around your atoms, exposing it to UVC radiation. UVC radiation is a detoxifier, germ killer, a mutating wavelength. It is irreversible once UVC radiation hits you. Now, let me go over here real quick, because let me show y'all something real fast. Notice that, hold up. I got to go back to this. I'm going to end it with that. I'm glad I just touched that. See, Mother Universe, I value. Let me show y'all something. Where is that? I just had it. Okay. Wait a minute, people. I apologize. Here we go, right here. You see the spike? 1-17. Look at the date. 1-17-22. You see the spike right here? And it's a consistent spike that's going down. If you look at this, if you look at contractions from a woman on a machine, it looks the same exact way. Contractions. Now, I want to go over here and we're going to look at the planetary K index, right? Look at this right here. This is the 18th, my people. How do we have this spike right here? This is deep. This is the 5. This is the planetary K index. How do we have this 5 right here, but yet for the 18th, wait a minute, nothing. There is nothing there. Nothing there. Why? Why is that? Huh? Let me get back. Why is that? This is it. Look, the 18th, we should have had, it should be updated information on there. Why? Huh? Why are they hiding this information now? Huh? Am I bringing too much to your attention? Here you go right here. We're going to go with the X-flux. Solar flares. Again, ionized particles that are coming from the sun. Look at this. This is a C-class flare. Look, January the 18th. This is a C-class flare. Here's another one. C-class flare. Where is the information at on the other instruments? Huh? Why are they not providing that, all of that? What's going on? What's going on that they want to keep away from us? Even when I go to, let's go to solar prediction. Let's go to Enlil. Look, Enlil. People are fucking crazy. Let's go to Enlil, solar prediction, right? So the 18th. All right, here we go. Nothing on this instrument. Nothing. Now, let's see, what date was that? All right, the 19th, some cosmic particles are going to come off, because again, this right here is turning towards Earth. So they're predicting that this is going to release a CME. Now, however, apologize, people. Y'all know, like, that's coming up on the 23rd, my people. Look, and it's not even showing any impact with us on the 23rd. So that'd be around the 24th. But what about the 18th? Where are we getting that energy from? Where is this coming? Where is this energy coming from? Let me go back. Where is this coming from? Now, we're going to hear, if you go look at Mr. MB3, he's going to say origins unknown. Let me just tell you what this is, the red sun. Same thing here. They're going to say origins unknown right here. Come on. They're going to say origins unknown, right? But I'm going to tell you what it is. Here you go. It's not unknown. Backside pressure. There is something back there that is continuing to send cosmic rays to our planet. Coronal mass ejections that is interfering with our anatomy, upgrading our anatomy or downgrading, however you want to look at it. That's your choice. Hold on. What else I want to look at? Is there anything else I want to look at over here? All right. Nope. Hold on. Oh, I want to finish with this right here. Now, I want you to hear this part, and I want you to hear it very clear. For my brothers out here, that the first thing they want to do is look at their brother or sister, and they want to kill them. My brothers and sisters, please hit the like button. The like button doesn't cost you anything. If you really appreciate the content, you grab a shirt or please hit a Cash App. I really appreciate that. Everything I do for us. You understand? Believe me, you, when I do for us. So I want you to look at this real second. I don't get any money from YouTube, Instagram. I don't do any of that. I don't believe in dealing with the beast. I believe in dealing with my people, only my people. So not far as, like, when I say deal with my people, I mean far as reaching my people or reaching out to my people. I don't believe in reaching out to no other race. Point blank and simple. But I want y'all to hear this right here. I want y'all to listen to what he got to say. I played this video before, and I said I was going to play it each and every time. But this is the most important part that I want to play today. For my brothers and sisters that look at their brothers and sisters, and all they see is they want darkness, and they can shoot, and they can kill them instantaneously with no problem. With no problem at all. I want you to hear this.
Weapons. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles. But never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent them.
For the killing of their own kind will prevent them. They will never reach the higher realm of absolute, because the killing of their own kind will prevent them.
They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden.
This they will never know. So killing me is not just physically. Killing me has to do with psychologically as well, what we're doing to our children. You will never.
But never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face. It will be
the truth will be hidden directly in your face. One more again. I got to rewind that one more again. The truth will be hidden directly in your face. So you want to hate your brother? You want to kill your sister? You want to cause harm? You want to psychologically abuse children? You understand? You want to subjugate them to this world? Here you go right here.
They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face. It will be so close that they will not be able to focus on it until it's too late.
Damn! The truth will be right in your face. It will be so close that you cannot focus on it. Oh, my. Yo, I have a great deal of respect for Pindar, Moloch, and his crew. They made me value me, and they made me value my brothers and sisters like no other. This was the greatest test ever that we have put ourselves through, my brothers and sisters. This is the greatest test. You didn't come to this planet, this trip right here, to join this world. You came here to destroy this world and raise the frequency of the planet and show your own brothers and sisters their own individual life. It's not about Kalah. Fuck Kalah. I care about you seeing your life. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Man, woman, and child, heaven and earth, eternal light. Each one reach one. This is how we grow. I see you, my brothers and sisters. Protect yourself at all time with knowledge, sunlight, chlorophyll, distilled water, and 3D human free. Kalama'a, Amira, God, Gene for life. I'm out.